Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechus Chulin, Perek Beis, Mishnah and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeich Refayin Reziv Gahagon, Bikarav Mamish. And Mishnah tells us Hashoicha Behema Chai V'Oif V'Lo Yotz Mehen Dam. A person shechted a behema, which is a domesticated animal, or a chai, which is a non-domesticated animal, such as a deer, or a oif, which is a bird, and blood did not come out of them. K'sherim, they're kosher, no problem. Now the chiddush is, you might think that they died before Shechita, and that's why blood didn't come out. No problem, it's still kosher. Now another chiddush is, they're allowed to be eaten with dirty hands, which means with tamei hands, because they were never mukshar with dam. What does this mean? So this is a din that's found all throughout Shas. It's called hechsher lekabel tama. In order for food to be able to become tamei, it first has to be mukshar. It has to become susceptible to mekabel tama. And that happens when one of the seven liquids is put on them, and blood is one of those seven liquids. So this meat over here, says the Tanakama, is allowed to be eaten with tamei hands because it's not mukshar lekabel tama. It never had blood on it because blood never came out, and therefore there's no problem to eat it with tamei hands. However, Rav Shimon says hechsher b'shchita became mukshar, susceptible to mekabel tuma by the simple act of shchita, and we don't need the dam, we don't need the blood to make it mukshar lekabel tuma, but we don't paskin like him. And we got the Mishnah Vav, hashoicher es ha-mesukenes, one who shechts a mesukenes, an animal which is gonna die, or it looks like it's gonna die. This is an animal that you try to stand it up, and it simply is not able to stand because it's sick. Maybe it's able to eat and chew and no problem, but it can't stand, so we know it's gonna die soon. Now we have to make sure that when he shechted it, it died because of the shchita, and not because it was about to die anyway. How are we able to tell? So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Ashet tefarche is b'yadav uregel. It has to do pirchos, which is like a shaking or a jerking after shchita, both with a hand and a foot. A hand is obviously referring to the front leg, a regel is referring to the back leg. That's the only way we can know that it died because of the shchita and not because it was sick. Rav Lezer says, Dayim zinka, it's enough if there was zinuk, which means if the blood shot out of it by the makam shchita with a lot of force, like it usually does, then you know that it died because of the shchita and not because it was about to die anyway. Rav Shimon says, even if one shechts at night, meaning he's shechting a sukkanis at night, so he can't see what's going on, and ulamachar, tomorrow, the next day, he woke up and he found that the walls of the Beis HaShechita, meaning where the animal is shechted, are full of blood. K'sheirat's kasher, because we know, shazinka, that the blood shot out with a lot of force. Uchamidus Reb Lezer, this is like Shitas Reb Lezer. Now, v'chamar and the chum argue what is necessary. Ashet tefarches, oy bayad, oy baregel, oy ashet kasher shbiznava. It doesn't have to do pirkus, it doesn't have to do this jerking with both a hand and a foot. It could be either a hand or a foot, or it could even shake its tail. That's enough of a sign that its life left it through the shechita and not beforehand. And this is also echad behem adak of echad behem agasa, whether you're talking about a small animal like a sheep or goat, or a large animal like a cow. Now over here we're going to have a slight difference. Behem adak, a small animal, shepashta yada v'loy hechzira psula. If when it did its pirkus, all it did was stick its hand out, but it didn't fold it back in, it's pasul. She'eino elo hitzas nefesh bavad. That's just the act of the animal dying, and that's not a raya that it died because of shechita. A small animal has to put its hand out and back in. However, large animal, it's not normal for it to stick its hand out and in anyway, so as long as it puts its hand out, that's already considered pirkos and it's kosher. Now we have another clarification. Why was this said that we need pirkos? That's only if it was cheskas mesukenes. If we knew it was about to die because it was sick, so we need some sort of indication that it died because of shechita, not because it was sick. If you know it's a healthy animal, it's walking around, it's mooing, it's doing whatever it does, and it seemed perfectly fine. Even if it didn't have any of the simanim, you shechted it and it died without moving a muscle. K'sheira, it's 100% kosher. There's nothing to be worried about. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.